And take a moment to notice how you're lying on the floor today. Bring your awareness and your attention up to your shoulder blades. Notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor. Bring your awareness and your attention onto your spine. Sense the distance between your spine and each shoulder blade. Sense how your lower back is resting and how your pelvis is resting on the floor. Notice how your legs are lying along the floor. Very gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And as you roll your head to each side, notice how you roll your head. Does it feel easier to roll your head to one side, or perhaps it just feels as if it rolls further? And return your head back to the center. Keeping your legs long, bring your arms up underneath your head. Have your fingers interlaced. And then point your elbows up towards the ceiling so you're like snuggling your head. And very gently begin to lift your head away from the floor and lower it back down. Notice as you lift your head what happens in your chest. Do you allow the chest to become soft and fold as you lift your head? And when you lift your head, do you lift your head so that it comes straight away from the floor? So you could try that one time. So imagine that your eyes look still straight up towards the ceiling as you lift your head and what that feels like. And then the next time, allow your chin to fold down towards your chest, and in a sense, your eyes begin to look forward. So just do less. Did it start right after class?
No.
When?
It was the very next day, but usually it happens by...
So just do less. And let it go and rest. Interlace your hands again. Place them underneath your head. Have your elbows directed towards the ceiling. And this time, as you begin to lift your head once, turning your face to look to the right, and then come back to the center. And then the next time, turn your face and look to the left. And notice as you turn your face and yourself to each side, how one elbow begins to direct itself more forward. That particular shoulder blade also begins to lift more away from the floor. So let's say as you lift your head and turn it to the left, the right elbow comes forward and the right shoulder blade comes forward away from the floor. Is it easier for you to lift your head and turn it to one side compared to the other? And let it go and rest again for a moment. Once again, interlace your hands, but in a non-habitual way, and place them underneath your head. Elbows are directed again towards the ceiling. And this time, you're going to just lift your head and direct it to the left, feeling how the right elbow begins to come forward. Notice if your right shoulder blade comes away from the floor. And does the left side of your lower ribs begin to press closer down to the floor? That's it. Now, this next few times as you do the movement, spread your legs further apart. That's it. And see if that makes anything easier. Does anything begin to start happening in your knees, in particular with the left knee? Pause and rest again. Interlace your hands once again, place them underneath your head, and this time start to turn your face to the right, allowing the left elbow to come forward, allowing the left shoulder blade to start elevating itself away from the floor. And rest again on your back. Now this time, please turn your face to the left and keep it there, and bring your right arm behind your head to hold your head. The right hand will be holding your head over by the left ear, so you're holding the whole head. That's it. And now keep your left arm down along your side. Have the elbow slightly bent out away from your side so that the forearm can be face down and your palm down. And in this configuration, begin to start lifting your head and your right elbow and arm away from the floor, as if to bring yourself over to your left side. That's it. So think perhaps of the right elbow bringing itself diagonally across yourself over to the left side, so that you start to bring weight onto your left arm, particularly the forearm. That's it. That's it. Okay. And rest. Thank you. Turn your face this time to the right and bring your left arm underneath your head, and the left hand will hold where the right ear is. Place your right arm along the floor with the elbow slightly away from your body. Your right forearm is resting flat along the floor. And start to lift your head and bring it diagonally over to the right side, feeling how the left elbow comes away from the floor, the left shoulder blade. Perhaps you could imagine that there was a rope wrapped underneath your left elbow, and it starts to pull you up towards the ceiling and then over to the right. And just see if you create that image in your imagination, if that helps facilitate the movement. That's it. And rest on your back. As you continue to rest for another moment, very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel the movement of rolling your head to each side now. And bring your head back to the center. Now please lengthen your right arm up towards the ceiling so your arm is straight, your elbow is straight, and your fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling. And begin to do a movement of starting to lengthen your right arm up towards the ceiling, and then it just comes back to that starting position. Perhaps you can imagine that you're reaching for, let's say, a balloon string that's hanging right above you. You go to reach for it, and then you let the shoulder joint come back down. Just notice what happens with your head as you lengthen your right arm up towards the ceiling. Does it want to stay in the center, or perhaps does it begin to roll a little bit to the left or to the right? Please rest your right arm now. Raise your right arm once again up towards the ceiling. And this time, see if you can do the movement a little bit faster. So you lengthen the arm, and it's almost like you let it drop back to the starting point. So you begin to feel more comfortable and confident of the shoulder blade coming right back down to the floor. That's it. What part's hurting? Where is it hurting? Okay. So continue to do that movement and experiment with doing it a little bit quicker, a little bit slower, and see if eventually you can build it into a very fast movement. So it's just like you're tapping your shoulder blade. Thank you. Raise your left arm up again towards the ceiling and continue the same movement. And now begin to increase the speed of the movement so that you can actually tap your shoulder blade quickly into the floor, and then you can do it slowly. That's it. And let it go. Now this time, please raise both arms up towards the ceiling. And let's begin to alternate lifting first the right arm and then lifting the left. That's it. And see if you can feel that's it. As one comes back down, the other lifts. As it becomes more comfortable, see if you can increase the speed so that it's like two chopsticks or something banging alternately, that's it, against the floor. That's it. And just feel what happens in your chest, in your rib cage, in your spine as you do that. When you get tired, you can rest your arms and then come back to the movement. So one more time, come back to that movement, and as you're allowing your arms to lengthen and come back to the floor, Wanda, you can just rest for a minute. Really sense what's happening in your chest, in your ribs, your spine, and your pelvis. And see if there's actually more movement happening throughout the rest of you than in your arms. That's it. Just wiggle and jiggle yourself. Good. Okay, let it go and rest. Now, please lengthen your right arm up towards the ceiling. And this time, instead of lengthening the right arm straight up to the ceiling, I'd like you to start lengthening it diagonally across yourself, but as if you're still moving up towards the ceiling, but across yourself, and feel how that's a different trajectory. So if you bring the right arm across yourself, that's it. It's as if you start to roll towards your left side. And now the right shoulder blade, the right side of your ribs come away from the floor. Really observe what happens now with the left knee. So most of you are already seeing how the left knee begins to start coming to a bent position, not to the side. If the knee is not bending, you stretch your legs a little bit further apart and take that knee to the knee. And rest it. And now lift your left arm straight up towards the ceiling. And begin to bring it diagonally across yourself to the right. Start to lengthen the arm. Again, up towards the ceiling, but diagonally across yourself as if you were going to roll to the right side. Feel how the left shoulder blade comes away from the floor. Sense what begins to happen with the right knee, how it begins to bend out to the side. And what's happening with the left leg? Feel how the left foot begins to roll inward. That's it. And rest on your back. Lift both arms up towards the ceiling. And now begin to alternate this idea of, let's say you're going to lengthen the arms both over to the left diagonally, so you start to roll more to the left side, and then you lengthen both arms over to the right. That's it. And just go back and forth. And now, as you continue to do this, see how you begin to kind of alternate the arms. So in a sense, when you roll to, let's say, the right, you're lengthening the left more. And then when you roll to the left, you lengthen the right more. And the other arm becomes more passive, the one that you're not lengthening. That's it. See if that makes it a little easier. That's it. Good, good, good. And rest again on your back. Now this time, please raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and have your left arm down along your side. The left elbow is bent slightly out to the side with the palm flat. The legs are spread comfortably apart. And continue this idea of lengthening the right arm diagonally across yourself so you start to bring weight onto your left forearm as if you might eventually come up to a sitting position. That's it. That's it. And As you lengthen your right arm, really pay attention to what begins to happen in your pelvis, in your knees, and your legs. Really pay attention to how the left knee begins to bend to the outside, and the right knee and right leg needs to roll to the inside. Perhaps you can even begin to think of the movement starting through your knees and your legs. And then you reach with your arm. That's it. So feel what needs to happen from your knees up to your pelvis, through your spine, to allow the reaching of the right arm. That's it. Much better. And rest on your back. This time, keep your right arm down along your side. Again, the elbow slightly bent out to the side and your forearm resting on the floor. You raise your left arm up towards the ceiling and you start to diagonally bring the left arm across yourself. But still, the trajectory is up towards the ceiling as if to bring yourself up to a side sitting position. Notice how the right knee needs to bend to the outside and the left knee bends to the inside. And now see if you can initiate the movement through your knees so that the knees need to bend to the right, the pelvis needs to come over to the right, and that makes it possible for the left arm to lengthen up towards the ceiling. That's it. And as you're initiating the movement with your knees, notice do the knees bend simultaneously, or does one knee start to bend first? See if you can start the movement by bending the right knee first. And see if you feel the connection from the right knee into the left side of the pelvis, and then the left leg begins. That's it. That's it. There. That seems very important for most of you. Is that clear? Okay, rest on your back. And as you're resting there, take a moment to notice what your contact is like with the floor. Gently roll your head a little bit to each side and just feel the movement rolling your head to each side. Perhaps it's become softer and more free to roll it to each side. Please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and then once your legs are standing, bring your knees up into your chest. And then lengthen both of your arms up towards the ceiling. And in this position, begin to lengthen first your right arm and, in a sense, the right knee, as if you start to roll to your left side. And then to bring yourself back to center, you lengthen your left arm and your left knee. That's it. Pardon me? No, your leg doesn't straighten. Think of the, it can a little bit, but you want to think of the knee lengthening and just kind of letting the lower part of the leg be free. That's it. And you go back and forth. So you start to, And if it feels too much to use the arms, you can just roll along your back and feel what makes it possible to start rolling to the right side and to the left side. That's it. What brings you back onto your back? What starts to take you back over to the other side? And see if you can actually go all the way over now to each side and making it a very controlled movement. So it's not like you fall over to your side, but you have some say-so about how you get over there. And then what do you need to do to come back? That's it. It's almost like you would be a puppet. I guess they're called... What are the name of those puppets?
Marionette.
So you've got strings on the knees and the hands, and it's always the same side that's pulled up together that starts to tip you over to the opposite side. That's nice. And just do the movement a few more times and really sense how round and smooth your back can feel. How easy and effortless it is to roll from one side to another. Sometimes when I'm seeing people, they'll say to me, it's such an effort in the middle of the night to roll from one side to another. They have to, like, pick up their legs and pelvis and adjust themselves. So just feel that it's really quite possible to roll from one side to your back to the other smoothly, effortlessly. That's it. And now rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and then bring your knees into your chest. Keep your left arm down along your side this time, and bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. And this time, begin to lengthen the right arm diagonally across yourself, lengthen the right knee so that you start to roll over to your left side, as if you could come up to sitting to your left side. So you use the left forearm to weight bear on to start bringing yourself up. So it's like what we did before with your legs long, but now your legs hang into your chest. That's it. And you end up coming to sit with one knee bent in front of the other. That's it. That's it. And really feel what needs to happen with the right knee in addition to the right arm lengthening to bring you up to the sitting position. So feel how that right knee moves away from you and it pulls the right side of your pelvis up and forward. That's it. Make sure to weight bear gently on your left forearm. That's the part from the elbow down to your palm. But it's just a very gentle weight bearing. That's it. That's not the part that's really bringing you up. Also pay attention to what's happening with your head and your eyes. Try the movement by looking down and see how that affects the movement. And then the next time, continue to let your eyes look up towards the ceiling. Feel how your chest lengthens up towards the ceiling through the use of your eyes. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and then please bring your knees into your chest. Keep your right arm along your side this time. Have the palm and the forearm resting on the floor. Lengthen the left arm up towards the ceiling and begin to diagonally lengthen both the left knee and the left arm over to the right as if you could come up to sitting, a side sitting position. Allow your head and your eyes to follow the movement of your left arm, which brings your head, your chin, and your chest forward. That's it. That's it. And notice when you eventually come up to sitting, many of you still are looking down. So really observe. We spent a lot of time last week with the eyes. Really pay attention to what happens with your eyes and the relationship of the chest. So if your eyes continue to look up, can you feel how that influences the chest to continue to lift up? And if your eyes look down, does your chest want to stay more rounded? Try really looking far down, as if you were looking down towards your navel, and see how that affects the movement. That's it. And rest again on your back. Now I'm recalling last week, Donna, it was from, I think, weight bearing on your arm so much. I think it was that position. I don't think it had anything to do with what we did here in the pelvis. But it was...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very difficult position. Once again, bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, then your knees into your chest. And now this time, raise both arms up towards the ceiling and begin to start lengthening, let's say, the right arm and the right knee so that you come to sitting up to the left side. And then you roll back down onto your back, and then you lengthen the left arm and left knee to come over to the right side. Well, see if you can bypass that. You can lean on the forearm and then you might discover that there's a way that you don't even need that. Is it possible to just come up without it? So you can use it at first and then you can see if it's possible to come up without it. And again, really pay attention to this idea of what's happening with your eyes, the relationship of your eyes with your chest, your pelvis, and the intention of where are you going to? Where are you directing yourself to? If you were a little baby, the whole reason that you would be doing this movement is because you see something dangling or up away from you and you want to get a hold of it. Now in your adult life, you don't have things dangling over your bed unless I come to your house and hang them up for you, little toys. But you have other things that you go to reach for. There's in sports, we need to reach out and away from ourselves to interact with balls. We have the computer that we reach out for. We have instruments that we relate ourselves to. We have our pottery that we have to relate ourselves to. That's it. That's it. Okay. Rest on your back. But I would encourage you, you could hang things over your bed when you get up in the morning. You can reach for them. Mia's just starting to do that. She can lift her head up in her bed, and a few times she's gotten a hold of her little mobile, you know, and you can tell because when she grabs one of the toys, it makes a few sounds, you know. But she has not connected yet that when you lift your head in your arms that you can come up to sitting yet. It hasn't related yet to her. So one more time, bring your knees up over your chest and lengthen your arms up to the ceiling. And just play with this movement just a few more times. Really looking for a very effortless, graceful way of coming up to sitting. Feel how smooth and coordinated you can make yourself do the movement. And just see if you can have a lot of fun with it. It becomes very fun. It's very fun when we can move ourselves in a very effortless way. It's so simple and easy to roll along our back and come up to sitting. It encourages us to get down onto the floor and spend more time on the floor because it's easy to get up. That's it. Feel how nice your back feels rolling along the mat on the floor. So many of the times we think of our back hurting when it's resting on the floor. It's uncomfortable. Just feel how easy and comfortable it is now to roll along your back and your spine. Good. And rest on your back. Sense the kind of contact that you're now making with the floor. Sense how your spine is resting along the floor, how your pelvis is now resting and your legs, how are your shoulder blades resting and your arms are resting down along your sides. Very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel the movement of rolling your head now to each side. And then perhaps you can use what you just learned today to roll to your side to come up to sitting and then bring yourself up to standing to sense how this has affected you in standing. Once you bring yourself up to standing, feel what it's like to stand onto the floor, how your weight is distributed onto each foot, through each leg. How your arms hang down along your side. And when you think about your skeleton right now and standing, how do you feel that it's organized right now to hold you up? Perhaps it feels maybe very light right now, or you don't feel pressures in certain places that you maybe usually feel pressure. And go ahead and walk around the room and notice how it feels in walking.